We haven't even suggested that what we're doing might stop the slaughter. 100,000 plus people are dead over there.
And in fact, that is not the mission, and they've been careful to say that. The mission is not to stop the slaughter. What we're in fact saying is you can continue killing your own people. You just can't kill them with chemical gas. That is in essence what we're saying with this vote.
China sends warships to the coast.
There's no war, the cops, there's no war. We don't want another war. Wait a minute, nobody wants this war. Cruise missiles, launching cruise missiles means another war.
Easy,
the American people
easy.
Do not want this.
Who knows, this nation used depleted easy. Uranium and white phosphorus in Iraq. Where is the moral high ground?
Deception is that we're doing this for national security. That is so bizarre. And at the same time, we do that, we fight these wars, we bankrupt our countries, we make war enemies, and we ignore the fact that we use drones to kill kids. That we use drones to kill kids. At the same time, our greatest threat are our liberties here at home, our First Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights. That is where the real concern is, and we're supposed to be, you know, concentrating on invading another country. And quite frankly, if they were honest with us, and it's the march to Tehran. This is all to do with getting Iran and taking that country over, and we've been doing that since 1953.
Welcome to the Lost American Podcast, number 18. Well, it's been a while since I've been here. You know, I took a vacation. But I'm back, and a lot has happened since I've been gone. And of course, I'm speaking of Syria and the start of perhaps a major, major war. I've seen so many people talking about Barack Obama and how he's going to, you know, involve us in this civil war conflict halfway across the globe. And I will agree with these people. But at the same time, these people who are so adamantly against Mr. Obama and his, I would say, lack of respect for the Constitution or following it, where were these people when George Bush did the same thing? I am not a George Bush supporter. I am not a Barack Obama supporter. They're both the same. But usually it happens when a member of your party does something, you support it because it's a member of your party. I've spoken about this before, this team mentality. And as long as we keep this team mentality, nothing will ever get done. Everything will remain the same, status quo. Root for your team no matter what they do. Governments are responsible for more deaths around the world than anything else. Cancer takes a back seat. Governments do it, not people. And it's the laziness of people that allow it to happen, because they feel that they need this government. I think this is where our problem really lies, I think. Our faith in government, how it's there to protect us and to serve our interests. What are our interests? Our interests are different because people are different. So how can a government serve everyone's interest? It can't. It serves its own. It's a machine that feeds itself, getting bigger and bigger, taking more and more power away from you and gives it to itself. Now, I know this might seem rather radical to a lot of people, so, you know, I'll tone it down a little bit with this rhetoric. But I would have to say that the Tea Party. Now, the Tea Party claims that it supports the rights of the people. It's more anti-government than even the Republicans. However, the Tea Party also is somewhere out on left field because, you know, what they want to do also, just like the other two parties, they want to tell people what they can and can't do. They want to use the government to enforce their beliefs on other people, which is what all the parties want to do. The Democrats want to do that. Republicans want to do that. And now the Tea Party wants to do that. Okay, Mr. Tea Party, if you're a Tea Party supporter, yeah, if you feel that the government needs to get out of your life, which I agree, then why would you support? Why would you support anti-prostitution laws? I mean, can a woman or a man, if they want to sell their body for money, what business of the government's is it? If you're all for personal freedoms, then you need to support that person's freedom to sell their wares or goods, as we should say, to someone who is freely paying for it. There's no force there. And in the same time, I mean, if somebody wants to light up a joint somewhere, what business is it of yours? If you don't agree with that lifestyle, or we'll say the prostitute's lifestyle, then why would you support the government enforcing what you think should be done? It's the same thing. Each parties have their own agenda. Most of them are the same. I mean, if we take the parties apart, they're very similar, almost identical. The Democrats want health care for everyone, so they are using the government to force people to pay for something that they might or might not want or need. The Republicans, on the other hand, are against that, but they enforce what they want, their beliefs, and both parties use the force of the government. And you, against that, is a Samson and Goliath scenario. But what about regulations? What would happen to regulations if we don't have the government? I mean, a lot of Democrats are out there saying, well, wait a minute. Take a look at what happened with, what was it, Deep Sea Explorer? What was that huge oil platform that blew up because of lack of regulations? I mean, the Republicans want less and less regulations, whereas the Democrats want more and more and more. Well, this accident happened with government regulations. I mean, they are in charge of regulating, no? And without, okay, we have to step back here. People are always concerned with, well, the big corporations will take over the world. They're only interested in profit, which is why we need regulations out there to keep them in check. However, these big corporations are where they are because of the government. And let's slowly think about that. These big companies need the government to pass certain rules and, you know, laws and regulations so these big corporations can do what they do. Without the legitimacy of the government, and that's a very important word, legitimacy. Without the legitimacy of the government, these big corporations would be looked at or would be looked upon as in a post-apocalyptic kind of Mad Max world. Evil corporation that, you know, took over the world, they wouldn't be able to do it without the use and the legitimacy of the government. Fracking, you know, the practice of fracking is a prime example of that. We hear these stories day after day about people's drinking water, which is now undrinkable, contaminated, because of the use of fracking or the practice of fracking. Now, these companies were given the legitimacy from the government to do that. If we had a small company or even a large company that is doing the same thing and is contaminating all the drinking water in a certain area, well, if they do not have the blessing of the government to do such a thing, well, the people would be able to rise up against that company and throw them off the land that they are, you know, contaminating. But because they have, this company has the backing of the government behind it, well, what do? You can't do anything. You go to City Hall, you say, hey, you know, this company here, I can't drink my water, flames are coming out of it. It's every time I turn my water on, I almost pass out because of the fumes. Well, the courts would just say, well, you know, they have been granted permission. And, you know, so they can do it. With the backing of the government, whether it be local or federal. Now, local governments, however, you know, you do have a little bit more control there, because the person, you know, lives, the mayor and whatnot, they live in your town. You can have some direct contact with them. But however, federal, when it comes to federal, what do you do there? There's nothing you can do.
Well, you can vote them out of office if they don't like what, if you don't like what they're doing.
Yeah. Where have I heard that before? How many times have you heard somebody say,
well, what we need to do is just get those jokers out of office and get someone in there who will really take care of things. That's what the problem is. It's not the system. It's the people in the system.
How many times have you heard that? How many times are you going to listen to that exact same argument? And how many times are you going to tell yourself that same droll argument? If we only got someone who can, you know, fill in the blanks. About this Syria thing. The United States has no moral ground to stand on. I mean, I don't understand who they think they are. Thinking that we're going to have to punish this person for using these chemical weapons on their own civilians. So I guess it's okay to use chemical weapons on, you know, other people? Just not your people? Because America has done that. That's been done before. By America using chemical weapons on other people. I guess that's okay. You can use them on other people, just not on your own population. That is what America is saying here. And who are they, anyway, to be so arrogant to take on this role of, you know, the kindergarten teacher? We need to punish you for doing this and this and this. Do you support this? Do you support bombing another country? And do you actually believe what they say? The words like, well, there'll be no boots on the ground. Just going to be some precision airstrikes. And, what? No. We don't want to overthrow the government. Of course not. We just want to, you know, punish them. Slap them on the wrist. Well, then why didn't they punish Israel for using chemical weapons? Oh, I see. You see, they're our friends, so we support that. Or we turn a blind eye when one of our allies uses chemical weapons. But for someone who we have a, I don't know, disagreement with, or that we just, you know, downright don't like, or we could just use them as an excuse to continue our ever-growing empire, which is what America is and what it continues to do. Grow its own empire, outstretching, reaching out across the globe, while its own economy, its own roads and bridges, and you name it, is just crumbling around it. That's funny. And I think we, you know, had an opportunity. I think we did have an opportunity. And I guess I will have to contradict myself a little bit here. The argument about, well, if we just get the right person in office, things will be better. Which is why we need to vote for this guy and not that guy. Well, I would say that we did have an opportunity there. We actually did. I think if the people would practice what they preach, both parties, we would have voted for Ron Paul. We would have voted for Ron Paul as president. But we're still stuck on this team mentality. Idiots who just go to the poll and vote a party. I'm going to vote Republican. I'm going to vote Democrat. The other guy doesn't have a chance of winning. He's going to take away votes from my candidate. That's that argument again. Again, it's a team mentality, right or left, black or white. Why can't people just allow other people to do what they want to do? Get out of other people's business. Quit being a, you know, one of those nosy people, busybodies. Get out of your neighbor's life. If he wants to smoke joint, smoke marijuana, if they want to shoot up heroin, God, let them do it. It's their life, no? Who are you to try to enforce? I mean, okay. We can have. Here's a good example. People will say, well, no. What happens if a neighbor is beating his child? Am I just supposed to let him beat his child? Well, of course not, you idiot. Of course you're not supposed to let him beat his child. You and the rest of your neighbors confront him. And no, I'm not speaking about confronting him with pitchforks and shotguns. You confront him and let him know that, hey, we as a community here, we don't really like how you're treating your child. You ostracize him. The last step, the very last step, is getting the government involved. That's the very last thing you want to do. How many times have we heard the story about a child being taken away from their parents because of, you know, drug use? And then that child ends up getting thrown into foster care, molested, beaten. It happens. Quite often it happens. That's the last thing we want to do, is let the government get involved in it. You don't have to look any further than the education system and what's happened since the government got involved in educating. Ha! Now that's a joke. But, you know, getting back to this party system, I'm kind of going all over the place here, but, you know, that's how my mind works. Republicans, Democrats. Republicans are saying, get the, you know, government out of our lives. And the Democrats are saying, no, government should be there to take care of us. We are there to take care of us, not the government. And Republicans, yes, I would agree. Government needs to get out of our lives. But Republicans also, you know, vote to enforce, like I said, what they want. And let's take a look at this. In the United States, support for a complete smoking ban increases to 22%. Smoking ban in all public places to be illegal. Now, do you think that's a good idea? Sounds a lot like prohibition to me, and we all know what happened to that. Yeah? We all know what happened when we tried to make it illegal for alcohol consumption, correct? Crime just skyrocketed. We had to push it underground, we created a black market, and violence erupted because of it. The same thing that we see with the drug war. A waste of everybody's money. You make it illegal, you push it underground, and you create corruption. That's all there is to it. And besides, god damn it, aren't you free? I mean, aren't you free to do it on your own? To make your own decision? Well, the Democrats don't think you are. You're not smart enough, you're not intelligent enough, or you're just stupid. You can't make a good decision on your own, so we're going to do it for you. Come here, little boy, that's okay. We'll take care of you. That's sick. That is sick, but that's the role of government. That's the role of government, be it Republican or Democrat. We're going to tell you what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And no, this is not a, well, okay, a lot of people say it is, and I'm not going to argue with it. I'm not going to argue with the fact that, well, it's a democracy. It's a democracy. Okay, if you want to believe it's a democracy, or a, you know, republic, if you want to believe that, then fine, go right ahead, believe it. I'm not going to argue that point. But what I am going to argue is it okay for six people to raise their hand and vote yes? Yes. Us six people, out of this 10, out of these 10 people, six of them vote to take the other four's houses. We're going to vote to take your houses. You know, democracy rules. Ho, 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 ho. You four lost. A six win. Now, how logical is that? Democracy. Listen to it and look at it. Tear it down to its roots. The stronger wins. That's it. Two wolves and one sheep deciding what's for dinner. There's your democracy for you. And with the force and the legitimacy of the government behind it, well, everyone accepts it. Everyone says, well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And people just go along with it. If the majority of people give their blessing, give their okay, yes, yes, let's go bomb Syria for their use of chemical weapons, does that make it okay? If the majority of people say so? And if the majority of people say it's not okay, we do not agree with bombing Syria. Well, will your government listen to you anyway? Do you really think you have any type of power to change it? You do. You do have the power to change it. The problem is, everyone's too afraid to do it. The government strives on legitimacy. And the government strives and thrives on your complacency. That's what gives it its power. If you were to see a police officer beating someone on the street, because they are a police officer, they have the legitimacy to do so. And most people, I would say the majority of people, 99% of the people would stand around and watch it happen. Because, well, he's a police officer, so obviously this guy must have been doing something bad. And besides, that's his job. But if we see one person being beaten by the other person, perhaps in a 2-3 or even a 4-1 situation, which happens a lot with the police officers, 4-1. You tell me who's the coward. 4 packing heat and 1 guy. Anyway, if we see the same situation where 2, 3, 4 people are beating on one person, well, usually then the people around it will get involved. They will try to stop the situation. But, again, if it's a police officer, we just accept it. That makes no sense to me. We give them this sense of legitimacy. We give it to them. And we also give it to the government. However, we do have something we can do. We do have something we can do. Stop feeding the machine. If we could have... Someone needs to do this. I can't do it. Maybe I can. I don't know. You certainly could. If we could have, on a national scale, people refusing to pay their taxes. Don't pay your taxes. Stop feeding this machine. That's what could be done. I mean, the government would just, maybe they would just print more money. And of course, the more money they print, the less value it has, which in turn affects your money. The less value your money has. But it would send a message. Stop feeding the machine. And I know people are, wait a minute. Taxes don't just go to the military, They just don't do that. I mean, there are also good programs out there that the taxes go for. Helping people, we'll say. Helping the elderly. Helping children. Education. We use our taxes for that. And also, for roads and things. Yeah, look at the roads. Look at the bridges. Look at the infrastructure. Look at the education. Look at the healthcare system. Yeah. Some part of your taxes goes to that. And there's no accountability for that. I mean, the people who do these jobs, who perhaps are the state workers, the government workers, there's no accountability. They don't have to worry if the job they do is good or not, because they're going to get paid anyway, because they have a continual flow of stolen money. Yes, I said stolen. That's what it is. That's what taxes are. Come on. I mean, would you freely give, I don't know what it is in the States, 30, 40, 50% of your income to the government? I mean, would you freely do that? Of course you wouldn't. You're forced to do it. You are forced to do it by threat of violence, because that's what it is. Someone taking your house or your property or putting you in jail is violence. So you're forced to pay it. However, we had a chance. Again, there was a chance. People would get off their frickin' team mentality idea. Ron Paul wanted to just get rid of the IRS. Get rid of it.
The IRS is rather repugnant to me, because the assumption is made that I, the government, owns 100% of your income, and I permit you to keep 5%, 10%, or 20%. You're vulnerable. You've sold out, because the government can take 80% if they want, which they did at one time. Mm-hmm. So no, I want the money to be held in the hands of people. See, I want a few young people to be energetic and come up with new ideas and go out and start new businesses. Mm-hmm. For all we know, you know, so that's how would what we want.
Again, in the Paul administration, how would we raise money for national defense, even if it's a small sum?
Well, we could look back and see how we did it before 1913.
And that was?
It was by a uniform tariff, but not protective tariffs. Mm-hmm. And you could have some type of excise taxes. But the big thing...
So not income taxes.
No income taxes. Gotcha. Because that's an assumption that the government owns your life, just as a military draft and selective service assumes that the government owns people's lives, and they keep it on the books, because if things get out of hand, like they might with Iran, they could have a lot of people to call on, men and women now. So I don't want any assumption the government owns our life, because then they can own our liberties and they can own our property. And unfortunately, we're moving in that direction.
We are moving in that direction. The government does own your life, and it owns your property. For you who think you own your own home, you're kidding yourself. You're renting. You are always renting. You will always be renting your home. You pay a quick deed to your home, to the king. Basically, that's what property taxes are. That's what they used to be called, but now they're called property taxes. You pay yearly or quarterly rent for your house. And don't kid yourself. You'll never own it outright. You'll always pay for it. Even once you've paid the bank off, paid the loan that you had taken to buy this house, you're always going to rent it. You don't own it. And you don't own your own labor either. The government owns it. They own it. And some people will say, well, yeah, but that's the give and take. That's the payoff, you know. That's the compromise. I give this. Well, I allow. You don't allow it. You're forced to do it. But, you know, I'll take, you know, other people's position on it. I allow the government to take this money from me. In return, I expect a certain amount of security to be taken care of when I'm older, or perhaps when I have had an accident and am unable to work. This is the payoff. But how's that going? How safe do you feel when the people that apparently you allow to take money from you in the form of taxes, are making you more and more unsafe by the actions that they take? The American government and their foreign policy is making you and everyone else in America unsafe. This idea about attacking Syria will do nothing but make the country even more unsafe, which for them is a great thing, because then they can boost up their, you know, homeland security, NSA. Because once the next terrorist attack happens, which it will, that will give them an excuse to say, well,
you see that? We're under threat. The terrorists are out to get us. We're going to have to beef up our security.
More of these stop and frisk searches. More rights or freedoms that you have will be taken away for security reasons, to keep us all safe, even though we are the ones who caused the problem to begin with, which they do. The government, the federal government, they are the ones who are putting America in jeopardy by their actions. Not some little ass country on the other side of the globe. But they themselves are causing the problems. Now, if you have another opinion, I'd love to hear it. You can always email me at thelostamerican@yahoo.com. Or, now, of course, like I mentioned, you can leave a Skype video message at through Skype. And my Skype name is I Am The Lost American. I will add you as a contact, and then you can leave me a video message, and then I'll play your audio here on the next podcast. So, I hope to hear from you soon. Until then, take care.